Next is a lecture on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 20th, 1968, in Seattle.
Well, Hara is the form of the word, Hare is the form of the word, Hara, when address, and she is addressed. And Krishna, when he is addressed, the form does not change. This is grammatical rule. So Hare Krishna means, oh, the energy of Krishna, or energy of the Lord, and Krishna, the Lord. So Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, I am praying not only to the Lord, but to the energy also. This is natural, just like a man and woman. In the whole world, there is combination of male and female. Either any society, human society, or bird society, or dog society, or animal society. Why? This male and female, why? Female is the energy. Energy of the male. Why a man takes, marries a woman, takes responsibility? Of course, in your country, they marry as a matter of job, immediately divorce after a week or after 7 days. But marriage means to take full responsibility of a woman. That is real marriage, Vedic marriage. When we get married, our boys and girls, the boy take this vow that I take responsibility of your maintenance throughout your whole life. And the girl promises that I desire to serve you throughout my whole life. So the woman, the female, is the energy. When a man comes at home, if he sees that everything is nicely decorated, my wife is well dressed and food stuff is nicely prepared, he becomes encouraged. He can work more nicely. Therefore, woman is the energy. The woman gives the energy. And he can walk. Where from this idea came? The idea came because it is originally there. Janmardasya-gataha. Everything is coming from the Supreme. Otherwise, where do you get this idea? Sarvam khalidam brahma. Without being in the origin. Bijaham sarva-bhutanam. Krishna says that I am the root of everything. So, if this energy, male and female combination, is a necessity, so where from this necessity came into existence, unless it is there in the origin? Therefore it is to be understood that the Absolute has energy. He has got different energies. By his energies he is acting. And that is confirmed in the Vedic Sutra. Prasasakti vividhaiva sriyate. The Supreme Absolute Truth has multi-energies. Prasasakti vividhaiva sriyate. Multi-energies. And sabhaviki jnana vala kriyacha. And by his energies, he is working in such a nice way that it appears that it is being automatically done. Just like this tape record is working. How it is working? The electric energy is there. By the electric energy, the machine is so nicely working that when it is replayed, exactly I am speaking. The energy is working. I am speaking, my speaking energy is acting. Electric energy is helping. This machine energy is accepting. And a nice thing is coming. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation is the manifestation of the energies. The rascal, they do not understand. And when it is stated that everything is Brahma, that is to be understood that everything is working under the energy of the Supreme Brahma. That is the real meaning. But this is simultaneously one and different. When the tape record will play, it will play exactly, I am speaking to you, there will be no difference of voice. If somebody hears from other room, he will understand that Swamiji is speaking, but still that speaking is different from me. Because my energy is working there. Similarly, there are two kinds of energies. Just like when I am speaking, this is my real energy. And when this tape recorder will speak, that is also my energy, but that is separated energy. Similarly, this material manifestation is separated energy. And there is direct energy. This material energy, separated energy, is the reflection of the direct energy. Just like when this tape record will be replayed, it is the reflection of my original speech. Similarly, this material manifestation is a reflection of the original energy. Internal energy. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that parvati reflection. As urdhamulam adhusaka. Parvati, a tree, this the cosmic manifestation is compared just like a tree with root upwards. That means parvati. Have you seen a tree upward root?
I've heard an analogy to that before.
Yes. So this material world is parvati reflection of the original energy. So this hare means we are directly approaching the original energy of the Supreme Lord. Please accept me under you. Now I am under reflection. I am trying to get substance from the reflection. Suppose a tree is reflected by this bank of a river, so if somebody dives into the river and tries to take fruit from that tree, it will not be possible, because that is reflection. One has to go to the real tree. So we are hankering after life. We are hankering after pleasure, but we are seeking pleasure in the reflection, Maya. That we are frustrated, confused. Therefore, this prayer is to the original energy. Without energy, the Lord is not without energy. Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. So God is always with energy. Without energy, is incomplete. Sun, without sunshine, is incomplete. Is it possible? What can one think of sun without sunshine? Similarly, the Mayava theory, that the absolute is without energy. There is no energy. Absolute is. They are misunderstood. The energy is not different from the energetic. That's why sunshine is not different from the sun. Neither the sunshine has got any existence without the sun. nor the sun can exist without sunshine. They are so intimately related. Similarly, the Lord and the energies are so intimately related. They cannot be separated, but they are not one. This is the whole philosophy. So, we are praying to the original energy. Hare Krishna. So, because energy and the energetic thing, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, they are not separate. But it is pleasure when they are separated. Radha and Krishna, that is energetic. That is giving impetus. One has to learn all these things, everything is there.